Hey friends, this is Jenna Schneider with She Leads Her Life podcast. Today we are going to have a fun topic, very lighthearted. What we are talking about today is just some of the things I'm loving right now. And I always like hearing about things that other podcasters, influencers, what they are loving. And so I thought it might be fun to share with all of you. So I just have a list, really, of things that I'm enjoying that are working well for our family, and I would love to hear what you're loving right now, too. So first off is in regards to social media. I have four influencers that I wanted to share. You probably already follow them. They all have big followings, but they are just like, they seem like good people. They share good content and it's uplifting. And I also get inspired by a lot of the different content that they share. So the first one's handle is called In Honor of Design. Her name is Anna and she's a mom, and they just moved back to this small town and they do a lot of different design projects in their home, and just a really sweet, inspirational follow. The second handle is just Liz Adams. She's the mom of three boys. They moved down to Charleston, South Carolina from Chicago a few years ago. And some of the content she shares is hysterical, but it's also very authentic to being the truth about being a mom and a wife and trying to navigate the space and time. The third is called Turtle Creek Lane, and she has a huge following, you guys, but it is this over-the-top decorating for different seasons and holidays, and I get the biggest kick out of her and just following her family, and just the basis of her values is like improving family life and making the importance of a family home. And I just love following that family as well. The fourth is Living with Landon. I followed this account for many years and just a good human. You guys, today on her Instagram handle, she kind of like goes off about, you know, women calling out other women in a negative light. And her page is always so uplifting, but it also was so good to just like hear her like stand her ground and share her healthy boundaries that she has with her followers. And then the fifth is Mallory Irving, and it's through the Living Fully company. And she is a mom of three, and she was on The Amazing Race. She has a large following as well. But she shares about her day-to-day life as being a mom and a business owner. And she grew up in Kentucky and now they live in Nashville. And the stories that she shares is hysterical. But she is also like such an inspiration for other women if they want to run a business, but also be somewhat of a stay-at-home mom, and just how much she like adores and loves her life, which is just a beautiful thing to see. And it's not fake. It comes across very, very authentic. So those are the five that I wanted to share with you. Sometimes following new people for inspiration, all within, you know, not having too much social media time, but sometimes social media can be a great place. Another thing I am loving right now are the, what do you want to call it, the memes, the videos of, if you haven't seen it yet, but of women telling their husbands that Taylor Swift now is putting Travis Kelce on the map as a football player. It's pretty much gone viral. I don't actually have TikTok, but I've heard it's gone viral on TikTok through Instagram. And so it is hysterical seeing these men respond saying, "He's the best tight end in football. She did not put him on the map." And just their reaction. And these women are saying, no, like, he is so well known now because of Taylor Swift. And it just gave me the biggest chuckle seeing these different ones. So if you haven't seen it, look that up on Instagram or TikTok. Okay, switching over to different products that I'm loving right now. These are not sponsored, you guys. I actually have turned down numerous products that have wanted to sponsor the She Leads Her Life podcast. And I just have not felt comfortable with it. And so I've just made a decision to keep this podcast sponsor free for now. I don't know, maybe that will change in the future, but for right now, we just are not taking any of the sponsors that have offered so far. So as I say these products, they are not sponsors of the show. This is what I am buying personally and have had really good luck with. The first is the Hiya. I think I'm saying that right. It's H-I-Y-A, probiotic for kids. And my girls now take the probiotic in the morning. It is a chewable, but they say it doesn't bother them. Like, it has a pretty good taste to it. And it just helps them be really regular and helps their gut bacteria. In regards for a probiotic and a symbiotic, for me personally, I take the seed probiotic. It is not cheap, guys. But I will stand behind, it is 100% worth it. It makes you very regular. It helps with bloating. And also, I just feel like I am digesting things so much better. Like, the gut bacteria in my body just feels a lot more balanced, is the easiest way that I can describe it. So seed probiotic, highly recommend, look into it. Not cheap, just fair warning for a probiotic. The other supplement that my girls take in the morning and I also take are, it's called Calm Magnesium. They come in little gummies. A lot of people tend to take them at night. It helps them like fall asleep or whatnot. I find I actually like taking them in the morning, and I give them to my kids in the morning too, to just kind of keep them even keel throughout the day. I will say one of my daughters does not think they taste very good, the gummies, but she will still take them. So take that with a grain of salt. Also, the last supplement that I recommend is, I've always had really good luck with like the Mary Ruth liquid vitamin. I think it's a lot easier for your body to absorb that. And also, there is a sleep gummy that you can give your kids before bed. I believe it also has magnesium in it and other vitamins and minerals that just kind of relaxes you, but it does not have melatonin in it. I am really pulling back on giving the girls any kind of melatonin, not that they take it very much anyway, but on trips and whatnot, I would tend to give it to them, camping, anything like that. If they were really riled up before bed, I would give them one, but there just is not enough conclusive evidence for me since I've been reading about melatonin, and some of the red flags are the impact that it has on especially girls during puberty. And so you can research that a little bit, come up with your own opinion. But I really liked this Mary Ruth sleep vitamin before bed, supplement before bed, because it did not have any melatonin in it. Switching over to a cookbook. You guys, I don't know about you, but this fall has been bananas. I haven't even gotten around to doing a podcast. So I oftentimes do not take on many clients during the summertime. I own my own business with Jenna Schneider Coaching. I'm a certified mental health coach, certified through the International Coach Federation, but I really do not take on many clients during the summer. I spend a lot of time with my kids. We like taking vacations and just enjoying summer. But once school begins, I really start amping up the amount of clients I have. I have about 14 clients right now during the week, Monday through Thursday, that I see. And with that, I'm realizing sometimes when it comes to dinner time, I just don't have as much time to plan, prep, shop for, all those things. And so I came across this cookbook. Now, I'm so sorry if you are listening to this in a place where you do not have a Trader Joe's. I'm so sorry to pour salt on the wound. But this cookbook is called Trader Joe's 5 Items or Less. And it is brilliant. Of course, it is by a woman who's also a mom. And she shares, literally, it's pictures of the items that you would get at Trader Joe's on the actual recipe page so you know exactly what it looks like, and then it tells you how to make it. So it's like semi-cooking most of the time, but it has great ideas. You know exactly where to find it, and it typically does not take very long. And a lot of the recipes have been delicious, you guys. So highly recommend. It's called Trader Joe's 5 items or less. You can find it right on Amazon. Switching over to exercise is a huge way that I deal with stress. It gets my dopamine levels up. I like to get a workout in the morning. And one platform that I really like to use at home, we do have a Peloton. So the Peloton app is great. But this platform is called, I talked about it before, it's called Melissa Wood Health Platform. Not only do they have amazing Pilates classes on there that you can do on your mat at home, but her meditation section, you guys, is probably one of my favorite libraries of meditations that I have found anywhere else. Meditation, you guys, sometimes I struggle with staying present in them. But meditations are similar to starting, when you first start running, it's not easy for most people, right? You have to practice and practice and practice. You get better, better, better. The same thing goes with meditations. It is rewiring neurons in your brain. And so if you are consistent with them, your brain begins to understand how to calm itself during the meditation process. So I highly recommend her platform for that. In regards to a kitchen item, we recently purchased, it's called the Creamy. I think I'm saying that right. And you guys, honestly, I was getting tired of purchasing ice cream for my children. They got this from their papa. So I'm going to blame them, my dad actually, and they love ice cream. And so this Creamy that I got from Walmart on sale, you basically make your own ice cream and you can make it a lot healthier, and there's a lot of different options. I highly recommend it for anyone who enjoys ice cream, especially with their family. I think it's such a fun thing for kids to learn how to make as well. In regards to a food item, if you have a Costco near you, I did not know this, but I love those egg bites that you can get through the Starbucks drive-thru, but they also cost an arm and a leg. Well, Costco carries Starbucks egg bites, and so I've been buying them and popping those in the microwave in the morning. It's a great way to start your morning with protein and really easy and simple. Thanks, you guys, for listening today. That kind of wraps up different things that I'm loving that I wanted to share. And I hope you are all having a fabulous fall. I hope to be on soon and talking about fall traditions and whatnot because it's one of my favorite topics. But I genuinely appreciate this community, the growth that this podcast has had over the last 3 years really does still continue to amaze me, really. So thank you for being here. Have a wonderful day, you guys. Bye-bye.